Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Daly. I'd like to invite you to the 4th Annual Ranch and Home Show in McAlester, Oklahoma. I will be doing 2 horsemanship clinics each day. So if you get a chance, come by and check me out at the Southeast Expo Center in McAlester, Oklahoma.
It's time for the annual McAlester Ranch and Home Show, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of October at the Southeast Expo Center in McAlester. You'll see hundreds of exciting booths from all over the United States. Watch the cowdog demonstrations with Jeff Williams. It's all in one great place, the Southeast Expo Center in McAlester, and it's free. This year, you can enjoy the Junk Utopia Rustic Market, filled with vintage junk and handmade craft booths. It's the McAlester Ranch and Home Show, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and you're invited to enjoy the fun. There is plenty of parking and lots of great things to see and do at the McAlester Ranch and Home Show, brought to you in part by Diamond W. Corral, Stuart Martin Kubota, Tough Shed, and Go Bob Pipe and Steel.
And cattle futures under quite a bit of pressure today as we close down about $3 on the feeder cattle. They did open this morning a little higher, but then throughout the day progressed. They went lower. At one point, they were over $4 lower on the feeder cattle. Now, if you look out in the spring, the March, April, and May wheat pasture cattle, those contracts did make new contract lows today, so that was quite disappointing here. It looked like mainly the feature was the sell stops. As those contracts went and made new lows, we're still at about a $13 discount to the 50-day moving average. So the hope of a rally after making new lows has somewhat faded, at least here in the short term. The live cattle in the first 2 months were down the limit. October now below $100 at $98.87, down $3. December at $100.05, also down the limit. There was not much information out of the USDA today due to the fact that they are closed for the Columbus holiday. But boxed beef was 183.07. That's quite a bit lower over the last couple of weeks. Down 41 on choice. Select 174.51, down 55. The feeder cattle index is now below 130 at 129.82. So across the board, the old cattle complex started the week off in a pretty negative tone.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were mixed. We had a short covering rally on the wheat futures. Chicago wheat was up 9.5 to 10 cents, so a really good showing there. Kansas City wheat up of about 4.5 to 5 cents. Managed money is extremely short wheat. They're short about 660 million bushels of wheat. And so as those positions looks like they're getting covered, the thought is that why would they add at such a low price? We're below the cost of production. So will they add to that short position? If they even go back to an even area, that could cause somewhat of a rally. Beans were down 2 to 3 cents, and then the corn up 3.5 cents. In terms of USDA reports, most of them will be delayed until tomorrow because they are closed. But harvest progress for corn and beans is expected to increase. Corn to 40 to 45% harvested. Beans about 50 to 55% harvested. So over halfway done, or reaching that halfway mark there. The big USDA monthly report will be on Wednesday. It'll give us crop production numbers for corn and beans. Corn production over 15 billion bushels and a yield of 173.5. That's inching up. Bean production 4.286 billion bushels or a yield of 51.5 bushels an acre. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.